I'm Frances Cook. Welcome to Making Sense, supported by KiwiBank. I will die on this hill. One of the best ways to manage your money is to be around people with similar values to you, who are part of your team and cheering you on. This is particularly the case when it comes to trying to cut back and save. If friends and family are on the same page as you, you can all work together to make sure that social occasions don't break the bank and share any secret deals you each find. Taking this idea of a deal hunting community to the next level is the woman behind Christchurch Deals. Her Instagram page details plenty of bargains happening throughout Christchurch. And while she finds many of them herself, they're also sent by her followers, friends, and family. It's one happy community of bargain hunters. So here's how she finds the deals and the tactics you can use to find some in your own city. I'm joined now by Shell Shields, who runs the page Christchurch Deals. Now, of course, as it would sound like from that intro, you've started the Christchurch Deals page, which I love it. It's got all the deals, the hidden gems for your city. What first got you interested in hunting those out?
So I guess with deals, growing up, my parents basically raised me with the mentality of, why would you pay full price? And so my family would always go hunting out early bird dinners, breakfast offers whilst out on holiday. And of course, when my mum and I would go shopping, we'd always go to the outlet stores and make a beeline straight for sales racks. And so I just really wanted to share those tips and tricks with people to show that they can make their money go further and you don't have to compromise on the things that you love and enjoy. And then the second part of it is the hidden gems. So post Christchurch earthquake, it was really cool to highlight new opportunities and experiences and support local businesses. So we've got all the beautiful walks in the Port Hills, all the new cafes, rooftop bars, and yeah, just really like to share those with everyone.
Oh, I'll bet. I've been down to Christchurch a few times, actually, more in the last couple of years as we've had, you know, events and things coming back. And so I often go down for speaking events or conferences, things like that. And I just, every time I go down, I'm blown away. It's so nice, especially that central city bit, which is super walkable. It's so great for someone like me to drop in from outside, easy to find all these restaurants and things. I just feel like, obviously, the earthquake was awful, but the build back has just been incredible, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely revolutionized Christchurch and the way that they've laid it out. There's the different zones for things, the new stadium's being built, and I think it's the QE2 replacement that's near the hospital. So there's lots of cool and exciting things. And I think businesses have a really great opportunity to, you know, start a business in Christchurch.
Yeah. And you mentioned there about you started doing this with your family. It's really interesting when I talk to people about various things that they've done quite successfully with their money. You know, they might have all sorts of different areas that they've worked on with their money, but if they've got one particular one, it often does start as an interest that their parents got them into. I mean, how much was money a topic with your parents? Or was it just sort of that you really enjoyed going bargain hunting and then you sort of plugged it into the idea of budgeting and all of that later?
I guess, like growing up, my parents are always kind of quite thrifty with how they spend their money. So going on holidays and stuff, it always kind of blew my mind a little bit that people can spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars on an overseas holiday when you can go to Australia, you can hunt out early bird dinners, you can get breakfast deals. And we just kind of had like unspoken rules when we'd go on holiday, and it would kind of be like a little bit of compromise. So we would only like go out for dinner and then we'd just kind of have snacks and stuff for lunch. So it's just about being smart with your money.
I love that tip. When you were a teenager, we often sort of push back on these sorts of things that our parents do. Did that ever bother you, or was it something that you were always into?
No, not really. I mean, I guess, so I started working full time when I was about four. Straight out of high school, I basically just abandoned university and went straight into full-time work because I really wanted to save for a house. I really wanted to, you know, it was kind of like a bit of a game for me to try and save as much money as possible so that I could get a deposit for a property. And so it didn't really bother me. And you can still have, like, you can still have amazing experiences. You can still go out for lots of meals. You can, if you're smart about it, you can still get a lot achieved.
Oh, that is such an interesting one. We might come back to that because sometimes I look back at my uni time. Those who've read my books will know, but I spent 6 years at university entirely too long, absolutely ridiculously overqualified. This is not a humble brag. This was dumb. I just didn't know what I wanted to do with myself. So I spent 6 years at uni and a huge student loan. And okay, at the end of it, my mom can show off to her friends about my various degrees. And that's kind of it. So I love that you didn't fall into that trap. We might come back to that later in the chat. But let's talk a bit more about Christchurch Deals. How does that work? And has there been a really good deal that you've found so far just from running the page?
So I guess how it works is I have so many email subscriptions set up in my emails. I have so many apps on my phone. And I guess I just filter through kind of all of those on a day-by-day, weekly basis because as you probably are aware, deals are generally something that's time bound. In terms of picking just one deal, like I've been lucky to work with so many great businesses. And personally, for me, one of my favorites, and I'm actually booked in for one of these straight after this, but I'm booked in for a 1 hour massage at Bamboo Spa for only $55, which is less than a dollar a minute, which is insane. If we're talking about something that's more practical, there's the annual food show, which is, I think it's in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. And that's about $20 for entry. And that gives you access to unlimited samples, exclusive promotions, and even cooking demonstrations. And then last year, one of the food delivery, like nationwide food delivery companies, they had a promotion where they had a $3 secret menu. And I could get a butter chicken combo for $3 delivered to my house, which is unreal. However, I guess one of my proudest moments was actually when I helped one of my colleagues receive a $5,000 cashback offer on her mortgage as a first home buyer. And that goes to show that if you don't ask, like, you don't get.
Oh, 100%. Always worth asking. I mean, what you say there about so much of it being time limited is tricky, right? And I think this is where people can feel a bit stressed as well about finding good deals because it's there 1 minute, it's gone the next. Sometimes it can feel like you're playing catch up to all of these amazing thrifty people around you. And by the time you hear about something, it's gone. So how do you track down good ones in time? Like, do you have a strategy? Is it just about talking to people, doing some searches, or is there other tricky strategies we should all know about?
I guess it comes down to, you know, a lot of people, because I've been running the page for so long, I do have people that send me in the occasional deal that makes me aware of it. And then that's like, you know, the power of social media. I can then share that with the rest of my following. And then on the other side, I also have people that ask me, hey, do you know where the best cafe is in Sumner? Or do you know of any promotions at this place? And so, yeah, I guess it just comes down to the community that you build and also all the apps and the email subscriptions, which sometimes drives me a little insane.
Yeah, you must have a very full inbox.
Yeah. I've just switched my Gmail from the like the one inbox to then splitting it out to promotions and updates so that it clears it out of the important stuff because there's been quite a lot going on in my personal life recently and I've been trying to track personal emails versus the promotional emails and that's been a real challenge for me recently.
Yeah. No, I'll bet. I had a similar thing recently where I was thinking, God, I have to get on top of my email inbox. Mine's at 14,000 unread. How about yours?
Oh, yuck. No. I try and clear it all the time.
I love the honesty of the ooh, yuck response.
Sorry, I'm so OCD. I have to have it at zero.
Oh my God, I should show you my phone screen and the amount of uncleared notifications for various things. I think I would give you a mild heart attack.
I mean, I think over the years it has got very overwhelming with especially the channels of communication that you can have with people, the emails, the texts, the social media, the calls. It has got quite hard to get on top of it. And I do get very overwhelmed. So I understand.
It's true though, right? Like when you're trying to keep an eye on these things and you've got an interest and you're signing up to all these various newsletters to keep on top of it, to stay on top of a deal. How do you stay on top of it? And also, how do you make sure it's a real deal? Because sometimes, you know, the classic budgeting advice can be actually unsubscribe from all the emails because then you just don't know what's going on and you're not tempted to buy. But like you say, that is a really good way to stay on top of when people are offering a good deal. You're looking for something to do. And so you know there's a good range of options. Like, oh, there's actually this, and this on this weekend, and this is the best deal, you know? So yeah, how do you stay on top of all the notifications? And how do you make sure it's a true deal?
So I guess in terms of making sure it's a true deal, it comes down to what you value. And so I guess COVID has changed that for a lot of people with inflation and, you know, all the costs have been rising. And so I guess pre-COVID, I was kind of looking at like, if I could get lunch for less than $10, like that's a really good price. Whereas nowadays it's more like if I can get lunch in the city for less than $15, $20, you know, is it a takeaway place? Is it a nice venue? What type of cuisine is it? Is there a drink included? What's the portion size? Can I stretch it further with like, you know, Uber Eats and DoorDash? I would get Indian delivered and that would actually do me two or three meals versus, I guess, some people, they might just eat it all at once. So I guess it just depends on like what you value. And so I hope that I'm sharing the right kind of things that people want to see. But yeah, it just comes down to testing, I guess.
Yeah, I think knowing your values is actually such an underrated budget hack in general, because often, and I understand why, often people are looking for, you know, some sort of hack that works for every situation. And if it was that easy, everyone would be telling you about that hack. I mean, one of the best things you can do is decide what actually makes your life a bit sparklier, what actually makes you happy. And then when you know to keep an eye out for those type of deals, then it's really worthwhile, right? Because you'll be getting super big bang for your buck. It's something you really enjoy. You might have been doing it anyway. And now you're doing it for, I don't know, half the price, sometimes even quarter of the price. How good?
Yeah, my dad actually, my parents actually live in Australia, in the Gold Coast. And for Christmas, I got him an experience to walk around the top of Q1, you know, the big tall skyscraper over on the Gold Coast.
Oh, cool.
And I just got off the phone with him before, actually, because he did it yesterday and it was perfect weather. And then he said to me, if you want to come over to the Gold Coast, they've got 2 for 1. So, you know, I could do it again with you. And like, to me, that's exciting, but I'm also terrified of heights. And I'm like, maybe you should find someone else to do it with again. But it comes down to what you value. And for him, that's what he enjoys doing. So experiences for him are a good deal. Whereas for some people, it might be food. Some people, it might be beauty. Yeah, it just depends on like what you want and whether you can justify that spend.
I love that. That's the very definition of love that for you.
Yeah. But maybe not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Great idea for a present though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if people have got everything they need, experiences are definitely the best way to go. And I think some things that people don't realize is that you could be signed up to a plan and there could be benefits associated with that. So for example, if you're a Vodafone customer, you can actually get, I think it's $20 off on BookMe for experiences and $20 credit towards restaurant bookings, which also give you like discounted deals. And then I think on the flip side, you've got, is it Spark has got half price Spotify, and it's just, I guess, knowing what's out there.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Keeping an eye on things and then having the strength of will to know which are the ones that you'll actually get a value from and which are the ones you won't. I mean, you've got on your page, you've got deals and then you've got hidden gems. Is that right? So what's the difference there from your point of view?
So deals is obviously something where you're getting a bit of, you know, you're getting a discount, you're getting a deal, you're getting better value for your money. Whereas hidden gems, that's more to showcase new local businesses, experiences that you can get for free. So as previously mentioned, like Christchurch with the earthquakes, there's so many beautiful walks around the Port Hills. One of my favorites is actually, well, I've got quite a few favorites, but one of them I discovered last year was there's a walk up to the Mount Pleasant Trig Station, and that's got amazing 360 degree views of Banks Peninsula, up the coastline to the Southern Alps, Christchurch City down to Lyttelton. It's insane. But then also another one is the Barnett Cave Park Walk, which actually I posted on my page and got so much traction because it's such a, I guess, Instagram-worthy cave, which is just recently, they've had the staircase just redone after the earthquakes. And so it's now easily accessible by everyone, whereas previously it was a bit of a health and safety hazard. So I'm very happy that's now been redone.
Yeah. Love getting a good deal without risking life and limb.
And I was just going to say another, obviously the other hidden gems is, yeah, like new cafes.
Ooh, yes. I love trying out a new cafe. I'm shocking on this. This is probably one where I need to do better on finding deals because I love hitting a cafe. And oh my Lord, it is so expensive to do these days. Absolutely no shade on the cafe owners. I understand that food is expensive these days and they've just got to pass that cost along. But I'm just like, oh my God, it's horrendous out there. And yeah, you know, trying somewhere new, rolling the dice on whether it's good or not. I just like the new experience of being in a new spot, trying some new foods. It's just kind of nice and relaxing, finding a new little locale.
Yeah, definitely. And especially with people that might work from cafes, for example, and they just want to find a cute, wee, cozy spot to hang out for a couple of meetings and, you know, free Wi-Fi, get their work done. It's great. And all the shared, I think since COVID, like all the shared working spaces and collaborative spaces is also pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If someone is part of the work from home team, like I am, it's so nice to find those little spots where you can just change the scenery. I mean, we somewhat touched on this before, but I'd like to get into it a bit more. Is there somewhere where you would never try to save money? Is there anything that you think it's always worth spending top dollar on?
I guess, again, that kind of comes down to your values and what you personally value. So for me personally, you know, there's quality services that I would never compromise on price, and there's people that I've built great relationships with. And so examples of that would be like hairdresser, beauty care. You know, I'm not going to go try a new hairdresser if I'm not confident on their ability to, you know, I don't want to have to go and get my hair done again, if you know what I mean. So I'm not going to save half the cost to then go and spend on another on my original hairdresser. And then something that would be, I guess, should be important to everyone is obviously your safety. You know, you can't put a price on your life. And so things like insurance, AA membership, making sure you've got a safe and insured vehicle. I was actually unfortunate. I was involved in a car crash a couple of weeks ago. My car is a complete write-off, but my car was safe and insured. It did its job, so it's okay. But yeah, not a great time.
God, you poor thing. That is, it's one of those things, isn't it, where I often talk to people about, one of the ways I like to phrase it is sort of the benefit versus the risk.
Yeah, definitely.
When you're looking at those sorts of things in terms of insurance, I mean, how bad would this be for your life if it went wrong? What's the downside risk of it versus like, what is the cost to you to try to avoid that downside risk? And I know insurance is horrendous these days, but something like your car, which I assume you need to get around and get to work and all that stuff, it is worth having, isn't it?
Yeah, I've actually been catching the bus for the last few weeks, which is something I haven't done since I was in high school.
Yeah.
But But yeah, it's been quite relaxing, actually.
There you go. Do you know, I'm actually a massive train fan. I used to, before I had a kid, now my schedule isn't right for it, but I used to take the train from Hamilton to Auckland when I needed to head up to head office. I got to say, taking public transport is a massive productivity hack. My second book, I pretty much did all the editing of it on the train. Productivity hack, lock yourself in a metal tube for a few hours. There you go.
And also less stress too. I mean, sometimes I may get a little bit of road rage or, you know, you get frustrated when you're driving. So being on a bus has been, and it's cheaper if you're not paying for parking as well.
You seem so sweet. You don't seem like someone who would get road rage.
I guess not road rage. I guess that's not exactly the right way of saying it. It's just frustration sometimes, you know, like if you've had a long day at work and then you get in the car to drive home and you're stuck in traffic, it's sometimes I would just stay in the office for like an extra hour just to avoid other people on the road.
I feel like all of our Auckland listeners will be very much identifying there. Every time I go to Auckland, I'm trying to get out of there before 3 p.m., that school rush traffic. It's all downhill from there. Okay, what about savings traps? Are there some things that can look like you're getting a saving, feel like you're getting a saving, but they're not really? I mean, I guess this is going to come back to the values again, isn't it?
Yes. So I would say that you should be basing it off something that you need and not just because you want something. So if something is on sale and you just want it, but you don't necessarily need it, like bulk buying, for example, if you're getting, you know, you buy one, get one 50% off, do you really need the second one? It's just going to encourage you to spend more money. And that comes down to, I guess, do you have the money to spend? Do you need it? Anticipating your future needs. Another thing is, like, you know, say for example, if you need a new cell phone or, you know, something like that, and it's say September or October, but you know that the Black Friday sales are coming at the end of November, you're better off to wait that extra month or two, unless your phone, you know, is completely a write-off. You may as well just wait a couple of months to get it at a cheaper price than buying it when it's full price. And then there's also, obviously, there's some deals out there with terms and conditions that may not work for you. So, for example, there could be a deal where you have to buy an alcoholic beverage to receive 50% off your main. And if you costed that out, it might not actually be worthwhile if you didn't drink alcohol or you weren't intending on purchasing an alcoholic beverage while you're out.
That one is so true. As someone who used to work in hospo, the majority of the money they make is usually on the alcoholic drink. That's where most of the markup is. And again, full credit to them. You've got to run a business. You've got to make money. That's fine. That's your prerogative. My prerogative is to keep my own dollars in my pocket. And so, yeah, that's really, really smart in terms of keeping an eye out for if you have to buy a drink, because often an even cheaper way of going out for dinner is to go for dinner without any sort of boozy beverage.
You can just have a glass of wine when you get home, or, you know, have a glass of wine before you go out and just drink water while you're out.
What's coming through to me a little bit as we're talking? I mean, whether it's, you know, people going to your page to find these deals, or people sending through deals to you, or you talking to your friends, or you talking to your parents, there's a huge community element to finding these deals and sharing them amongst each other, which is interesting because I think sometimes people are hesitant to talk about trying to save money. It's funny because I pick up on themes with sort of things that I'm asked to do in media interviews. And a really common question I've been sort of asked to do interviews on lately is, what should people do if they're on a budget and they're sort of scared to seem cheap in front of their friends? Which, I mean, obviously I've got feelings on that and things I can say, but to me, in my friendship circle, I love being the person who will try to hunt out deals. It's so far from shameful or embarrassing or anything to me. We enjoy it. It's a bit of a game, and we'll tell each other, oh, I spotted this great deal. Do you want to go and do this and save some money and have fun together? And it sounds like you've got a similar sort of vibe happening. How important do you think it is to have sort of supportive community in hunting out these deals?
Yeah, I definitely think it is important. And even like my mum, she'll always be so proud when she's like, she'll message me and say, you know, she's got like an event coming up, for example. I think she had like a Christmas event where she needed a sparkly themed. And so she needed a sparkly dress. And she picked one up from one of the stores for like $10 or something like that. And so we just kind of have this competition of like, who can get the best price? Or when I go to Australia and I go to like Harbour Town, love Harbour Town, I got Adidas shoes for something like $35 down from like $160. And so it just kind of becomes a bit of a game of like, what's the best price you can get? And I don't think people, you know, they don't really get ashamed of it. I mean, well, I don't.
Yeah, no, it's funny, right? It's so far from being embarrassing or shameful to me that I sometimes find it hard to conceive of it that way. Because to me, everyone's trying to save money, right? Especially right now. God, the cost of living. And I sometimes think that maybe we underestimate our friends, that if we are willing to say to them, oh, I'm on a bit of a budget right now. Hey, how do you feel about doing this? What a great deal. I actually think most people's friends would be into that. I mean, is that what you've found?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's nothing like, it's all about spending time with the people around you. And that doesn't have to be at a fancy restaurant. Some of the things, like I kind of run a social club at work. And so they love that I run it because I always find us the best deals and even just free activities. Like you can go to a bar. I think during like off-peak time during the week, they have the Believe It or Not quizzes that get run around the country, and it's free. You can go to a quiz for free, and it's like 2 hours of entertainment. And you know, you buy a drink, you might buy some chips, but you get to hang out with your friends. You get to do a fun activity, answer questions. If you win, you get vouchers. One of my colleagues he makes money out of it. Like, it's pretty impressive. Or there's other things you can do, like you can go to the local workerman's club and you can get like free darts, free pool, free snooker, all that kind of thing, and cheap drinks.
I love a good visit to the workies, because can I also say, not every single workies, but some of them will have the most amazing roast dinner you've ever had, and bring back the roast as a general thing that restaurants offer. But it seems to be only really workingmen's clubs that offer them, and it is so good. It's so ludicrous. You should see my plate piled high. I cannot go past a good roast.
Is that like the buffet roast where you serve yourself?
Yeah. I am that ludicrous person who absolutely overloads the tiny buffet plate that they try to give you to discourage you from having too much food. And I'm like, I don't care. I'll pile this really high. I have no shame.
Yeah, I feel like buffet meals don't seem to be that much of a thing anymore. I haven't actually seen very many of them in Christchurch, to be honest.
Well, there we go. Workies. Head to the workies. And if it's not at your local, try another one.
There's a market there.
Bloody brilliant. All right. Well, I want to come back to something that we mentioned earlier, where you said about skipping uni, you really wanted to buy a property. Because of course we've got you on here to talk deals, but I think that's a fascinating sort of mindset. You're obviously bargain hunting and looking to get the most value out of all sorts of different areas of your life. So was uni a strong consideration that you decided to skip? Or was it something where, you know, I'm sure you come from a similar generation to me, where there was often a lot of push to go to uni no matter what, and you just decided, no, I don't need to really.
I actually did go to uni, and that was one of the most expensive lessons my parents taught me, because I actually dropped out within a couple of months because I didn't really gel with the lecture style of learning, and I'm more of a hands-on. I just wanted to get my assignments done. I just wanted to, you know, I'm more about the practical work experience. So I actually owed them back about $5,000.
Oh, they charged you for it?
Well, they didn't charge me for it as per se. They said that they would pay for my university provided I passed the courses. And considering I pulled out, I had to pay them back the money that they spent on my initial fees.
I love that your parents did that. I'm sure you didn't at the time, but that's ballsy from your parents, and I'm into it.
Yeah, so I think it definitely comes down to, you know, education around finance. And that was one of the biggest lessons I learned in the value of money, is when I had to pay my parents back $5,000. Yeah. When I was about 18.
Oh, I'll bet. Do you have a timeline or anything? Because especially when you're 18, that's a lot of money.
I can't quite remember. I think they did it, you know, I just paid them off at like a fortnightly or monthly. I can't remember what the rate was exactly, but I think I paid it off within like a few months. And I think it came down to when I was actually at uni as well, I kind of got the thrill of working. And when you were referring to buffet roast meals, I actually worked at a working men's club.
Did you?
A couple of nights a week.
Oh my God, amazing.
I was monitoring the buffet and serving drinks behind the bar.
That's brilliant. See, you're someone that I would have wanted to strategically befriend.
Yeah. Just give me some little extras here and there. But also when I did go to uni for that short-lived time and straight after, I did enroll in distance learning. So I actually did complete a bachelor's degree, but it did take me something like 8 years while working full-time, because I did it part-time on the side.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard, that balance, isn't it? If you've got to work at the same time, but smart to do. So you did get your degree in the end?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I got a business degree. Yep.
Nice. And how about the property? Did you manage to buy the property?
Yes. Yep. I've had my property now for 10 years, I think.
Nice. Oh, right. So that would have been, you would have bought it around the time post-quake, where Christchurch was one of the few sort of affordable places in the country. Is that, am I getting the right timeline there?
Yes. Although I think around that time, the property prices were still pretty low in New Zealand, but in Christchurch, they were kind of on the rise, because what people were doing is they were buying properties. You know, there was the as-is, where-is uninsured market, where people were flipping properties, making a really good profit. And then there were also people that were buying properties and then getting these insane amounts of weekly rent, because people were having to have their houses repaired and they needed somewhere short-term to live. I didn't do that because I was buying a first home, so obviously I moved into it. But I do know there were a lot of people that were doing that, and so therefore that was driving up the market at the time.
Oh, it was wild there for a wee time there, wasn't it? Okay, so coming back to the here and now, when you're hunting for deals, obviously you're a person who loves to get a bargain, loves the thrill of the chase, which is fantastic. Very much identify with that. Do you use it in order to hit certain other financial goals, or is it just that you are someone who really likes to get value in general?
I guess I do, you know, like I do, I like to get the value, but also hitting financial goals, you know, like using credit cards, for example, you know, you get cash back offers. You can also use it to offset the mortgage. So therefore I can pay off the mortgage faster by having the money in my account. And then when the credit card bill comes up, I just transfer the money over and just pay off the credit card in full. Some people aren't really aware of how that works, but yeah, so I guess I do. It does help me with the financial goals as well. Last year, I went on a trip to Japan and Hong Kong, I think it was. And one of my colleagues asked me, oh, how much money did you spend like per day? Like, what was your spending money? And I was kind of a little bit ashamed to say, I only spent like $50 a day. And she was like, what? And I'm like, because I was being smart about it, like I was going to the, and this is $50 a day spending money, so not including like the hotels or the flights or anything like that, just $50 a day for food and activities. And that's because I was going to like convenience stores and just buying like for my breakfast and lunch. And then I'd just go out for, you know, I was having that same mentality of just going out for one meal a day, because you don't have to go out all the time. You can still, you've got to find that balance.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's that balance of enjoying the place you are and enjoying that trip, but still, you know, budgets are a reality for all of us, I think. Speaking of, for people who are in cities other than Christchurch, who love all your tips and are trying to apply it in a different place, do you have any tips for people to start hunting out deals in a similar way that you do?
I guess firstly, it's all about community. So ask the people around you, bounce those ideas around. Always be aware of advertising when you're in restaurants, when you're out. Like, I go out for walks all the time and I see the billboards on the side of the road that have got, you know, 2-for-1 pizzas or $20 for a burger and fries, that type of thing. Always use Google to your advantage. So if you're planning on going to a restaurant, just type the restaurant name in followed by discount code and see if a special offer comes up. They could be on, you know, Treat Me or Book Me or Grab One, or they could First Table, there could be a deal there, or you could just go to their website and they might have the weekly rituals of what they offer.
Love that. I have a friend who is absolutely obsessed with First Table. She loves it. For anyone who hasn't come across it, it's, you know, you get the classic early bird deal and you can get, I think it's about 50% off, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes they do have, like, obviously just be careful of the terms and conditions. So, and I also found out that you can't book the same First Table more than twice in a row. Oh, sorry, you can't book it twice. So I tried to book at a place and then I wanted to go back and I tried to book it again and it said, please diversify and try something different. I was like, what? So I got my best friend to book it instead.
There we go. And we're back to community.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was the one we were going out for dinner together. So now I've just got to figure out where I want to try next.
It's like that old thing of I've seen a meme of signing up using different emails to get different free trial periods. And the meme is just the same person, but wearing ludicrous like wigs and things like that. And it is true. You know, if you have your personal email and your work email, then you can get at least 2 different free trials. But even better, if you're doing something like First Table and you get your friend that you're going with to book it, that's brilliant. And I've got to say, for people in my stage of life, I'm operating on toddler time, so I'm pretty used to having dinner at 5:30 anyway. So the idea of this being an early bird deal, I'm like, well, that's just when I eat dinner these days.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I also start work very early, but like around 7, I finish at 4, and so for me, dinner at 5:30 is absolutely fine. Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that's fantastic. I feel like we've covered a lot of tips and tricks here. It's brilliant. If people, of course, especially if we've got any Cantabrians listening, but if people want to keep following you, following your wonderful deal hunting, where can we find you?
So obviously at Christchurch Deals is my Instagram handle, but I also push the Instagram stuff through to Facebook. And so that's also on Facebook, just Christchurch Deals. And then I also have TikTok, and sometimes I put some additional stuff on TikTok, and I think that's also Christchurch Deals. So just Christchurch Deals.
Christchurch Deals, anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast. And for anyone listening, of course, if you have questions about this or anything else to do with money, get in touch with me. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as Frances Cook NZ. Also heaps more money content on there for you. But mostly, don't forget to subscribe to the Making Sense podcast. It is one of the best ways that you can help us out, spread the word, and also make sure that you never miss a trick with your money. Until next time, have a great day. Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.